And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I am Pastor Roland. And I think you're going to like this program. Yes, I think you're going to like this program. Welcome, everyone. Today, we're going to talk about relationships, everybody's favorite topic. And I think you'll be amazed, astonished, astounded, edified, perhaps surprised by some of the things that I say. I've written two books about relationships that are very popular. And I'm going to talk about relationships in a way that may open your eyes to see what's going on. See, a lot of us wonder why our parents, for example, had so many issues. We maybe saw our parents fighting, arguing all the time. Maybe there was a separation or a divorce. There were hurt feelings. There was fighting and making up, and eventually maybe long periods of silence, and then eventually a breakup, you know, that sort of thing. We couldn't figure it out. We couldn't figure out a lot of things about it, but it just didn't make any sense. So we said, well, that's never going to happen to me, is what people say. They just can't imagine how it could happen to them. But before you know it, they meet somebody, and before you know it, they're living together in a long-term relationship, or before you know it, they're married. And time by, and then one day they wake up and say, oh my God, this is just like my parents' marriage. Here I am, you know, if it's a lady, she says, here I am, I'm unhappy. He's not communicating with me. There's something missing, I feel empty. And he's there scratching his head, and he says, I don't know what she wants. I don't know why she's never happy. I bring her flowers. I take her out on, you know, holidays and on our wedding anniversary, and we go on vacations, and she's got a nice house, and we got a car, and we got all these wonderful things, and she's never happy. And he can't understand what's going on. See? Well, let me part the veil and begin to explain what is going on. Here's what it is. What it is this. Long time ago, there was a place called the Garden of Eden. And you all know the story. Some people, it's a myth. But I could, it's not a myth, it's actually true, because I see the same thing replayed in people's lives around me. In people's lives around me, and in my own family even. I saw my mom and my stepdad arguing, and all that sort of thing. So it's not a myth, it's a reality. Let me explain. There was the Garden of Eden. Eve was tempted by the serpent to tempt Adam to be ambitious. Maybe for the time being, I'll leave out, you know, talk about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and the serpent, and I'll leave out the apple, and I'll just leave all that out temporarily. I'm going to have to bring it in later, especially the food aspect. Have you ever noticed that we all have food problems? Why is it that human beings have food problems? Deer don't have food problems. Monkeys don't have food problems. Cats and dogs don't, unless they start eating like their master. They become like humans, and then they have food problems. But if they're leading a natural life, they don't have food problems. But we do. Why is that? Well, it goes back to the Garden of Eden. The first couple had a food problem, didn't they? They had a food problem. It was food. See, it was the eating of forbidden food that caused Adam to change, that caused them to lose paradise. See, it was the eating of forbidden food. And so to this day, the eating of food has an effect upon people. And it's also a way in which people exert their will. Some mothers make their kids, a lot of mothers make their kids eat their food, see? So they impose their will through food. So we rebel against it. I'll be right back.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. My name is Roland. We're talking about food, we're talking about the Garden of Eden, and we're talking about relationships. I said I was going to leave food aside and not talk about food, but I ended up talking about food anyway. But look at the people, look at all the problems that people have with eating too much, with conditions, you know, diabetes and so on, associated with what they eat. Look at the people who have anorexia and bulimia and so on. Something's going on. Something is going on. See, it has to do with the food. So it's very important that you understand all the different aspects of what happened in the Garden of Eden so you can see how it affects, you know, your parent, how it affects you, and so you can recover from its effect upon you. So you can start to eat naturally. So you can relate better to your partner. So you can understand rather than resent your partner and so on. Okay, so let's get back now to the Garden of Eden. And now I'm not going to talk about food for a while. I'm going to keep it all very simple, and I'm going to bring it up to use up-to-date language. Instead of talking about the serpent and the tree of knowledge of good and evil and so forth, I'm just going to say that Adam was ambitious. He had an ego. He was prideful. He wanted to be prideful, and so he wanted to be ambitious. And so here came along Eve, and she supported him in his ambition. She tempted him, see? She said, well, hey, you could be a big man. Get your MBA, see? Make a lot of money, you know, start selling derivatives or something and make a lot of money real fast. And he was excited by that, see? And the other thing, So he was excited, so he became ambitious. He disobeyed God. He disobeyed his conscience, in other words. See, and he went for the expedient. He went for the exciting. Now, don't we all do that? Don't we all put aside what we know in our heart? And we become ambitious one way or another. See, but people tempt us. See, the average person is not well, we're naturally prideful and egotistical, and we have a propensity to be ambitious, but somebody has to tempt us. Somebody has to provide an opportunity, so to speak, or a challenge whereby we can set aside conscience. So you have the universities. See, they set aside what's right in order to promote some big sport. And then they pay some coach, you know, millions of dollars, make a big deal over the sport because they want money. They want a big TV contract, see? So they set aside what's right. They pay lip service to education, but actually it's all about money, see? What do they say? It's all about the bottom line. Isn't that what they say? It's about the bottom line. Well, deep in your heart, you know that life is not about the bottom line. But you also know that that's the way it is out there, right? All right. So the secret is how to survive in this world where people are near and ambitious and step all over each other and are cruel and are heartless, see, and try to seduce you and fool you and trick you everywhere you turn. How to survive that without becoming that way yourself, see? Because if you resent them, then you'll become like them. You don't want that to happen. So Eve tempted Adam to be ambitious. He was ambitious, and then they changed. They lost paradise. Don't we all lose our innocence when we're little kids, we're sweet and we're innocent. We have ideals. And then what happens? Somebody betrays us. Somebody cheats on us, and so we hate them. See? We resent them. We go to work and we see somebody there that makes more money than we do, even though they're not doing any work. They're not a good worker, and yet they make more money than we are. We do. We see bosses that don't deserve to be bosses, so on and so forth. So what do? We hate them, and we're jealous, and we make up our mind that we're going to get what they have. See, we say, I'll set aside principle for a little while, then I'll just go and, you know, get somewhere. Then after I get somewhere, why, then I'll start paying attention to principle again. But it doesn't work that way. Why? Because you change. You change into the image of that which tempts you. See? You change into the image of that which tempts you, plus that which tempts you, see, controls you, becomes your authority, and eventually possesses you. See? When you try to possess goods, see, when you make things too important, then they possess you. See? So, for example, let's say you make something too important, like a car. You make it too important, having a nice car. You don't need to have a nice car. You could have an older car, a practical car, a modest car, but you want something new and flashy. See? Or you're excited by it, tempted by it. See? And they tempt you. They're very good. They know how to tempt, the advertisers and the car makers, they know how to tempt you. So you want to be really cool, like somebody else you saw driving a big car. So you get the big car, you pay too much for it. See? You pay too much for it. And then after you've had it for a while, then what? Then you have to pay the bills. You start getting dings and dents. The insurance is high. See? And then what? Then you resent it. It possesses you. You have to wash it all the time. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Could be oh so sweet if you just found your way back to your conscience and your intuition again. If you began to do what you know is right in your heart, you stop resenting people. If you forgive your dad for what he did or didn't do, forgive your poor old mom, unloved mom. See, forgive them all. Now, this is very helpful. What I have to say is very helpful. You'll begin to see how we're all victims of this process. We're all victims. Fortunately, we can become non-victims. See, you can recover all the good things, see, and even have a good relationship too. And have peace of mind. All of that. If you find your way back again. But what's interfering with finding your way back to innocence, to peace of mind, to happiness, to success, to confidence, to feeling loved instead of empty, to dealing with your food issues and your all your other issues. What's standing in the way? You know what it is? It's resentment. See? Now, I'm here. You know, if you listen to me, get my books, then you'll see. You'll begin to understand what happens between men and women. Okay? So Adam was weak. He was ambitious. He fell. See? And then... then what happened? Then Eve resented him because she knows somehow deep in her heart that if he hadn't fallen for her temptation, they would still have had paradise. So a lot of women will tempt a man. No, she knows she has to tempt a man because that's the only way you can get a man. See, you have to be exciting and naughty. You have to act exciting and naughty to catch a man. See, it's a rare man that appreciates a noble, a chaste and noble lady, although deep down in his heart he does. See, and he wants to marry some. Of course, every man doesn't want to marry a woman that's been, you know, abused and so on. He wants a nice lady. But he's tempted by the one who's naughty. So he marries his temptation, is what he does. Meanwhile, the lady, on the other hand, she can't help but be fascinated by this weak man who falls for her. See, the fact that he falls for her ploys, proves that there's something weak about him, undoubtedly something malleable, and also something contemptible. So she resents him for his weakness. She wished that he wouldn't fall for her temptation, because she also knows that if he falls for her temptation, then he can easily fall for some other woman's temptation. See? So that's what happens. A lot of men marry a woman, and she tempts him to be ambitious, and she supports him in his ambition. So he becomes ambitious. He goes out in the world, maybe makes a lot of money, becomes successful. And then when he makes a lot of money, then he wants a quote-unquote better woman. See? Then he wants a trophy wife. So he gets rid of the first wife, finds another one. See, but because she's a naughty lady getting involved with a married man, then undoubtedly she'll make his life into a living hell, which serves him right. See, serves him right. I love what Ivana Trump, she said, don't get even, get everything. Don't you love it? Don't get even, get everything. You know, when she was asked about a cheating husband, she said, if you have a cheating husband, she says, don't get even, get everything. All right. Well, serves him right. Serves him right. All right. Now, where were we? Okay. So now you see what happens. So you have the weak man, the weak, ambitious man, instead of living by principle. See? And the other thing, look, a man might be halfway decent. You know, he's not out dealing in derivatives and speculation and doing bad things. He goes to work, has a decent job, and so on. But he looks to his wife to support his ego. See? And that's a mistake. See, he looks to her to support his ego, and so because he becomes dependent on her support, see, to support his pride. What he should do is stand on his own two feet and look within. See, look to principle, look to honor, look to his intuition, look to God within. See, stand on his own two feet and not need her support. And then if he doesn't need her support, see, then he's kind of strong. At first she might not like that, but you know what? Eventually, if she's a good woman, she will like it, because then she knows that he won't need another woman. He won't, see, be seduced by another woman's support. Do you see what I mean? So she kissed him. So you see how beautiful it is? So now you end up, now you have a strong man, a principled man. See? And you have a lady who can trust him. See? And she doesn't have to play the temptation game anymore. She can let her hair down and just be her regular self. See? And he, on the other hand, see, eventually becomes more fatherly. They get married, they raise a family, they have kids and all that stuff. And as he gets older, he becomes more fatherly. See? Isn't that beautiful? So he finds God within, and then she appreciates the good that she sees coming through him. It's not even his good. It's a good from God that comes through him, that shines through a man who's not ambitious, who doesn't put the cart before the horse. See, who has principle first, not possessions but principle, not expediency but values. And see how that works? All right, so you see the beauty of it. So now, can you forgive your mom and dad? You can see that he didn't understand. See, nobody explained this to him the way I'm explaining it to you. See, so he just looked for more and more support from your mom. See, then he resented, when she began to boss him around and dominate him, then he resented her. And she resented him for his weakness. See, nobody explained it to him. All right, so forgive them. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. My name is Roland. Yes, I'm a pastor. See, I'm a special pastor. I'm not a pastor who has a big church and wears fancy robes and has a big church and gets a salary. I'm a pastor to the internet. See, we're living in the internet age. This is the internet age. This is the iPhone age, the tablet age, the internet age. See, so there ought to be a pastor who dedicates himself to helping people who are out there who would like some real answers, which I give, see. I give people real answers. I have my meditation, I have my books, my radio programs, most everything I give away. You know, books you can get for a donation, or you can buy them at Amazon. For $10, you can get the meditation for a suggested donation. So it's no big deal. See, I'm doing this as a labor of love. I don't make money on it. I just barely survive, and I have to add extra money myself to pay for airtime and so on. But that's what I do. See, so I'm helping people. I don't want people to be dependent on me either. I don't ask for anything. Just, a little support if you can. Some people send me $20 or $50 or $5, and I'm grateful. See, then I say thank you, and then they don't hear from me again. That way you're free. See, I want people to be free. I want you to understand. I want you to solve your issues, become happy and successful and prosperous and carefree and have peace of mind and have better relationships and be a better mom, dad, husband, wife, and free of me. See, not dependent. So I'm doing a nice public service. Okay. So why then do I, buy into the Garden of Eden and so on? Because I can see that it's true. I see that men are ambitious. I see that women are required to play the role of tempter. See? And then he resents her and she resents him. See how that works? And the kids suffer. See, the parents are weak and resentful, and the kids suffer. Then the kids go out in the world and look for love, and then they find someone, and it all repeats itself. So if you want the buck to stop with you, Then, just get my books, get The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's the first book you should get about relationships. I have other books, but that'd be the first one. It's a really good read. You'll just really enjoy it. Go to commonsensecounseling.org, and you can find it right there. commonsensecounseling.org. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living, and I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Yes, meditation is very, very important. You should really check out my meditation because, see, most people are so upset, so reactive, so lost in their thinking, so lost in worries, doubts, and fears that it's hard for them to even see the forest for the trees. So the first thing they need to do is calm down, get out of negative thinking, and so on, and the meditation will help them. So go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. And so, ladies and gentlemen, until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.
Thank you.